Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
You might say, Carrie, talk to me about coaching. Well, educators, we say, are underpaid. Why? Because a lot of their education is theoretical. Managers, their compensation is moderate. And this is all in my book, Day Job to Dream Job. If you don't have that book, why not? Come on now. I'm even buying you one and sending it to you. All you need to cover is shipping and handling. Go to dayjobtodreamjob.com. But this is right from the book. And it talks about how the compensation level changes. And when you become business coaches, spiritual guides, up from managers and educators, you've now cracked into more income and more influence. You might say, Carrie, what the heck? Mother Teresa was up here. She was poor. She was dirt poor. Yeah, but you know what? It's not always measured by income. It's measured by influence. A lot of the most influential people on planet Earth, they're not concerned about the money. But all I'm saying is that the metrics for influence and income and impact are all about these things. It's not always measured with dollars. It's measured many times with influence. Influence today is the new currency. If you don't believe me, just ask some YouTube stars, right? Their influence, they get paid to be able to influence other people. Now check it out. These are old statistics on purpose. Why? Because I want you to realize that, you know what? It's only grown. But because of the high stakes, executive coaches, check this out, on average make more than other coaches. According to 2011, they earned $325 per hour, $235 for business coach, and $160 for life coaches. Folks, that's almost a decade ago. Go do the research today. The research is off the charts. The average for a coach is $500 an hour. Now, do you start out that way? I don't know, that's up to you. Most people say in the beginning, how much should I charge? And the reason why they ask that is because they don't know their value. And that's okay, we all start there. We all start with, I don't know what my value in the marketplace is. I know exactly what my value in the marketplace is, but it took some time. But at a base, I'm gonna challenge you to go $50 an hour or $100 an hour at a base. If you price yourself too low and you say, I'm a business coach, how much are you? $19.99 an hour, $20. You're not going to get gigs. In fact, it's like going and saying, who wants a Porsche for $1,000? You're going to think something's wrong with the vehicle. And so some of you have underpriced yourself. Why? Because you're scared of rejection. Let's be honest. You're scared of rejection and you think that if you price yourself super low, that somehow that's going to get you clients. Rather than decreasing your rate, I want you to increase your value. That's good. Rather than decrease your rate, I want you to increase your value. Listen, folks, right now, Erica just posted. I didn't ask her to post it. $47. If you can't pay $47 for Dream Job Bootcamp, why do you think you're going to go out and charge the world $100 or $500 an hour to work with you? This is a lifetime course. These are why some people need to get this now. Like, remove the excuse. Quit saying, you know what, I'm just gonna email everyone I know and ask them if they want me to coach him. And then what? I don't know. That's all I'm gonna do. You need a process. I'm not saying you need a $20,000 process, but you need a process of someone who's gone before you. We have hundreds and hundreds of people who are certified on your secret name, Deeper Path, Day Job to Dream Job. You know why? Not because I'm all that, but because it gives them a coaching model. It gives them a process. It gives them a roadmap to coach their clients through. And how much do I keep? Zero. Did you catch that? Zero. I don't keep anything. Why? Because I want more and more people out there to be coaching in the world right now. Check it out. You might say, Carrie, show me how much money I could make. All right, let's just talk about one-on-one coaching. If you do one-on-one coaching, and you do 20 of those a week, guess what? Your annual income is $100,000. Did you catch that? 20 coaching clients a week at $100 an hour. That's $100,000. Now, what happens if you do one-on-one coaching for $250 an hour? Okay, now you're at $250,000. But here's where the magic comes. What if you do group coaching? Whoa. You mean like, what if I do deeper path cohorts? Yeah. Deeper path cohorts. That's how I started out. And some of you I see right here. In fact, Bethany's here. Bethany, some of my original coaching clients are here from Deeper Path right now. Look at, thanks for following all these years. Thanks for leading all these years. Joan says that these coaching courses are the bomb. Exactly. She's a salon coach, but she's certified on different content of mine, and she can use it within her coaching clients. So the real magic comes when you get coaching groups. So you get $500 an hour. Why? Because you have a small group of people. You can do this. You can get a small group of people, and you can charge them for a 10-week small group coaching. You could charge them $1,000 each. And you have five people do that. And suddenly, look at this, $500,000 a year. Now, why am I excited? Am I excited about money? No, not really. What I'm excited about is what the money could do for your life. It could free you up rather than saying, I hate this job, flipping burgers or driving Uber or whatever you're doing right now. If you love your job and you're flipping burgers, stay there. If you love your job and you're an Uber driver, stay there. But most people say that this job is a stepping stone. This job is not my ultimate destination. And that's what bugs me, is when people feel stuck, because I felt stuck for a lot of years. So what can coaches do for you? Here's the top three reasons why coaches are engaged. Folks, by the way, this is from the Harvard Business Review, okay? The point is this, the top three reasons: develop high potentials or facilitate transition. Folks, do you know how many people right now are in transition? About 100% of the world. 100% of the world right now is involved in a transition. 7 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or however long it's been, we said that we all are in transition. It came from the top down. It came and said, you will be in transition. You didn't ask for this. It was put upon you. You can either sit there and complain your whole life, and you can be a victim who lies in bed, blame, excuses, and denial. Or you can say, you know what? I'm going to be a victor. I'm going to put my oar in the water, ownership, accountability, and responsibility. And I am going to take advantage of this and make it happen. Again, I didn't come up with this. This was 11 years ago. The average coaching per hour was $500. 11 years ago. Now listen, if you say, oh my gosh, I can never charge $500 an hour, charge $50. Charge 100, get started, get in the game. So is coaching personal? You might say, well, I don't know a lot about business. You know what? Do you know a lot about life? So you put yourself out there as a coach, a homework coach, a exercise coach, a transition coach, a whatever, an igniter coach. I don't care what you do. You put yourself out there. You've been through a lot. You might as well get paid for what you've been through. And there's a big secret. I'm not going to just say, just be an average coach. I'm going to give you a model here in a moment that I think is going to blow your mind. But let's keep jumping here. Is coaching personal? Are you frequently hired to address personal issues? Only 3% of people are hired for personal issues when companies hire coaches. But guess what? Does it go into personal? 76%. You catch that? People don't hire a coach for personal issues most of the time. They hire them for other coaches, like, you know what, I just can't get an exercise routine. I need a health coach. Guess what? What ends up showing up? Personal issues. Well, why do you keep eating? Because I'm running from my story. What's your story? And then you start getting into it and you're a coach. What to look for in a coach. How necessary is certification? 29% say not that much. I'm sorry, 28% says not at all. 29% says very necessary. So am I saying that you need certification? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you that if you don't want to sit there and reinvent the wheel, and you want to fast track and you want to shave off 5 years, I'm going to show you at the very end of this how you might want to become certified, because we have everything in a box for you and support. This isn't you buy your way onto a coaching. This is, you know what, you invest in yourself so that you're part of a community that will help you all along the way. So why going all in on your startup might not be the best idea? Folks, Harvard Business Review again, entrepreneurs who give up their day job in stages are 33% less likely to fail. Did you catch that? This is a Harvard Business Review. And by the way, this guidebook, this whole thing, man, it's taken our team a long time to produce this. This has been over a decade of content that we've been putting together. So if you want to share this, please share it within the guidebook. Okay, please share it within the guidebook. But you can check this out. The University of Wisconsin-Madison did a report. Think about it. Who were people who launched in stages? Steve Wozniak, Steve Jobs. Okay, check this out. Henry Ford. Some of the most famous entrepreneurs out there didn't go all in. They didn't just say, I'm going all in. They did a side hustle. Why do I think a side hustle is good for you? Because it creates discipline. It creates habits. It creates hustle. I'm not saying you need to work 20 hours a day, but what I'm saying is you learn to value your time. You learn to value your time. Let's keep going. What coaches can do for you, check this out. The number two reason. So you might say experience. Well, gee, experience. I don't have that. I have zero experience, 65%, right? A lot of you right now are saying, but I've never been a coach. That's okay. The second top reason, only 4 points below, is clear methodology. Clear methodology. And this is why I think some of you need to be certified today, because in our teams, we give you the exact roadmap. We give you the exact methodology so you can start coaching people on their what? On their identity. You become a secret name coach. You help people with low self-esteem. You help people trapped in their past. You help people shed their labels and discover their true identity. An uncommon quest to stop pretending, shed the labels, and discover your true identity. All right. Number two, the deeper path. Helps people discover their purpose in life, become masters in the art of living. How easy would that be if you said, you know what, I'm a coach. Well, what do you coach people in? I coach people and help them become masters in the art of living. That sounds pretty cool. What is a master in the art of living? Well, let me quote LP Jacks. A master in the art of living draws no sharp distinction between work and play, labor and leisure, mind and body, education and recreation. He or she simply pursues their vision of excellence in whatever they're doing and leaves others to determine whether they're working or playing. To themselves, they always appear to be doing both. Folks, from memory, why do I know that? Because I've internalized this. I've gone through the content myself. Some of you need to today, right now, apply. We don't take everybody, but you need to apply to become certified on one of these or all of these. So your secret name, the deeper path. And then we have dream job coaches. Dream job coaches are people who help coach other people through a 9-step plan to break free, start living, and turn their passion into a full-time gig. One of you right now on the screen, I know, has earned over 6 figures, and I've taken nothing. Why? Because you got certified on this. Our certification, it's a small fee, and then you're certified for life. And what is it going to help you do? It's going to help you with that clear methodology, which is, again, almost the top reason why people hire coaches. If you say, Carrie, I don't have a lot of experience, I would argue that. I would say you do have experience. You just maybe haven't recorded it as official coaching, but you've helped people through transformational process, which is coaching. But you do need a clear methodology, and that's what we provide. So this is not a clear methodology, the wheel of life. Listen, it's fine. It's fine for rookies. It's fine to get started. people kind of say, you know, hey, how are you with your contribution to society? Rank yourself 1 through 10, and you rank yourself. And what you end up seeing is you connect the dots and you see these things where people say, oh, finances is where I really struggle. Great. Let's focus on finances. Now what? The Wheel of Life is a great assessment to get people started about what their presenting problem is, what their issue is, but it doesn't give you a methodology on how to coach them through it. This is why you need, oh, you struggle with finances? We'll tell you what, let's go over that through Dream Job Coaching. Why are you not reaching the finances? And then guess what? Oh, it's because I don't have any product. Well, guess what? Ready for this? We have a whole chapter on that. It's called page 151, and now you're certified on it, and now we give you content, and we give you the Dream Job guidebook that your clients can go through, and literally they can have their own username, login, and password, and boom, right there. So this is my point, folks. If you want to go reinvent the wheel and spend a couple of years writing a book and coming up with your own methodology, go for it. If you say, I want to shave off years, and how many of you are coaches right now? A bunch of you are. A bunch of you are. I know, I think Kelly Renee Baker is a Deeper Path coach. I think Hyacinth is one of our coaches. I think Faye's one of our coaches. So folks, stop trying to delay your dream. And again, this isn't bad, but it's just an assessment and everyone knows about it and it's been out there forever, but it doesn't help you close the gap. You need a methodology to help close the gap.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.